You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. August 2nd, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld Act 77, a bill allowing mail-in voting for all citizens, which passed with bipartisan support in 2019. The big lie caused some of the legislators who voted for the bill to join a suit against it after the 2020 election. The Pennsylvania Capital Star reports that when Act 77 was passed in 2019, a deal was struck by the Republican-controlled legislature with Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. In exchange for no-excuse mail balloting for any citizen, the Republicans got straight-ticket voting removed from the ballot. Then came President Donald Trump and his debunked narrative that fraudulent mail voting was to blame for his loss. Seemingly overnight, mail voting was perceived as unsecure and liberal-leaning by conservatives, and a suit brought by Pennsylvania Republicans argued that the legislature had overstepped its bounds. After a lower court struck it down, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said on August 2nd that the legislature did not overstep. In 2020, 2.63 million Pennsylvania voters used mail-in voting, one-third of them Republicans. Governor Tom Wolf said in a statement, "Voting is a fundamental right, a right that we should ensure is accessible to all voters. Mail-in voting is a safe, secure, and legal option for Pennsylvania voters to exercise that right." Articles and groups taking action are at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.